Indiana cities with combined sewers have trouble keeping sewage out of nearby rivers and streams. These are systems where sewage, industrial waste, and stormwater are collected together and sent to a treatment plant. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports a state Senate bill could help cities avoid pollution violations.
During heavy rains, combined sewers can't handle all that excess dirty water, so some of it gets sent straight into nearby waterways through what's called a combined sewer overflow. The bill would make it so no water samples could get taken from the city's overflow during or after heavy rains or flooding. That means the state couldn't slap them with a violation. Matthew Lynch is with the City of Mishawaka Utilities. He says the city spent more than $300 million over the past 20 years to reduce its impact on the St. Joseph River.
We have separated sewers. We have re-engineered our plant. We have done just about everything we can humanly possible to do.
Lynch says spending more money on the issue won't have a significant effect on the river, but it would mean higher bills for already overburdened ratepayers. The Indiana Department of Environmental Management says it's sympathetic to cities, but questions how it can ensure they comply with the rules if it can't test their overflows. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
The bill passed out of committee and now moves to the full Senate for consideration. More than 100 cities in Indiana have combined sewer overflows.